I have the opportunity now to introduce Mr. Manoj Panda on stage. He is the head of TCS Bhubaneswar and he has joined us. Our request to him is to briefly explain in a few words. We have requested him to come on stage to briefly explain why he is here and why he sees this as an important initiative for him to attend. Thank you.
First of all, I feel privileged to come and attend this conference here. When we talk about spirituality, I got introduced to spirituality when I was a young kid in class 7. I was learning yoga, pranayama at that point in time. And totally at that time, I didn't really understand the effect of spirituality in a life and all that. So initially, when I was a student, I was learning, but then I got disconnected. And since last few years, again, probably I've been practicing, not in the same form that is being taught here, but more or less in the similar frame. And I got very much connected when I first attended Sister Shivani's one conference in Bhubaneswar. And I really liked the way she talked and the way this organization has put this whole thought about spirituality and the way it is, integrating it with the lives of the people in a current social structure. So that is more important. All this, lot of these concepts are there in our gene, there in our forefathers, but probably people have stopped practicing it. And organizations like Brahma Kumaris have made a mechanism for people to come together and practice it. And that is the beauty I saw today. I came here yesterday night and I'm seeing a lot of things that the way it is done is very nice, very very short and subtle and can fit into the corporate life structure of the people. So, being in TCS for such a long time, I've seen many, I always encourage associates to come and meet me and tell about the problems. So, I've seen many people go through a lot of problems in their life, a lot of stress, our working style, time, client pressure, delivery, a lot of things are there in the IT industry which is, puts a lot of stress in the whole system. And I strongly believe that practices like this will make people very effective and work nicely. So like many of the things that we are talking about is our thought, how we think. Okay, and many times we can solve the problems better if we think properly. I'll give an example. See, I used to also get angry with my subordinates or my junior people whenever they are not able to achieve something. But slowly I realized that is not the only way to solve problems. To solve problems, we can be happy with people, we make them explain properly and get the work done. And that works much better in a much structured way. So, I feel really very happy to come and associated here, understand the things that are being done here. Only one thing I would request many of you, I am not sure how many of you really practice these concepts. Okay, you learn these things here, but I'm not sure how many of you will practice, how many of you can really get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. And that is one thing probably if we can really do in our lives, it will get connected. Get up early in the morning, although it is not very easy for people in IT to get up early in the morning, work late in the night. And but if that practice can be maintained, do meditation regularly. And see, to do meditation, you need to do yoga or exercise because that is where your body will be fit. So, body has to be fit by doing yoga or exercise. Do a good meditation, you have a breathing control, which is a pranayama. And then meditation is all about putting your mind under control. So, if our mind is under control, we can achieve things, a lot of things in a better way and to the best of our results. One small observation I want to share with you, which I am seeing in many of my meetings, which I normally discuss. See, many of us, after this, mobile phone has come now, okay? Many of us tend to be much more attracted towards mobile than to the person who is sitting in front. The person who is sitting in front has given us time and is talking to something to us, but we give more importance to the mobile, we see WhatsApp, we get distracted there. So our whole focus gets out from there. So, and this happens in many of our meetings. People are all bothered about what message is coming. People are all bothered about if a call coming, going, running there. It is not like every call, every message is so important to address to. And that is where, that again, if you really look at this meditation technique, that is where our thought is getting disaligned. So we have to, if you practically, if you want to use the meditation technique, it has to also come in your work. Whatever work you're doing, you have to do with higher concentration and get it done properly, not get diverted towards here and there in other work at the same time. So if these are kind of things, if you can learn from the meditation and conference like this, it will help all of you, all of us in our lives to take it forward. Thank you.